Loving the truth, baby. Loving truth. How'd you like that? Is that a good start?
Oh my gosh.
Is that a good intro? Hi, Connor.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Tell me how amazing you are.
Yes, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
So you are an amazing guy. I'm telling you right now. So we've got me and Connor and Tanner here. Should we start again?
Or yes.
Should we keep going? Let's start again.
Let's keep going at this point.
All right, well, let's keep going. Okay,
wow.
So here's the deal.
What a train wreck.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Loving Truth, podcast about loving truth, being loving with truth and truthfully speaking in a loving way and all of that. Today, our topic is on robust discussion of things on our minds, how we can edify and encourage one another. And it's really a part two, but now I've got Connor with me, and I want to ask him, when we look at Proverbs 17, 27, and 28, whoever restrains his words has knowledge. He who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. I brought out last time this idea of restraint of words when we have robust discussion, deciding when to decide to kind of put a filter on our words, maybe don't let the faucet run so hard. And then a cool spirit, not redlining, not perturbable, but really balanced and not easily upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then even silence when we're having a robust discussion, choosing not to speak.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about that. I just want you to kind of ramble, maybe do a bit of a rant an encouragement to us about what your thoughts are on those things as we engage in robust discussion on things on our mind.
Is this a setup? Because this is about not speaking, and now you're asking me to speak and rant about it. No, I'm just kidding.
That is kind of funny, though, isn't it?
No, I'm just playing. I'm just looking at these verses. You know, whoever restrains his words has knowledge. He has a cool spirit, is a man of understanding. I'm thinking of that Mark Twain quote. Maybe you already mentioned that, but, you know, better to keep your mouth closed and be thought a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yes.
So some of those kind of ideas, I think, are here. Yeah, I think, you know, what I'd be thinking, Mike, is maybe I'm just these are just comments off the top of my head. You know, I think probably my generation, maybe more than even a past generation or two, is just happy to offer any opinion that enters our minds. And there's not a lot of restraint, and there's not a lot of, maybe propriety in certain settings to keep an idea inside and to consider before just voicing that. So that'd just be one thought. I don't know exactly where that goes, probably a lot of directions. The other thought that's come to my mind, Mike, is, when I read a proverb like this, I think of what setting is this referring to? Because there's settings to be quiet, and there's settings to process, and there's settings to exchange ideas, right? So I would think of this as maybe having kind of a public-facing aspect, right? If I'm just thinking of in this setting, maybe it's the elders in the town gate who are sitting and talking. And we could even think of, you know, maybe a staff meeting or a meeting of people at church. And sometimes there's that person in the corner who's not saying anything. And whether they have great ideas or not, everyone starts to think, I wonder what they have to say. So I think there's something to that idea of, you know, in a setting that's a little bit bigger, you know, and more public, maybe just holding back from speaking. I think we all can struggle to do that. But then there's also times when you have to go back and forth and hash ideas out with somebody. And that can be more, you know, it's a trusted group, maybe of a friend or two, where you're just exchanging, you know, ideas. And I think that's good and healthy as well. Those are some of the things in my mind, Mike, but let me pass it back to you. What else would you be wanting to say about this?
Well, I love what you just said, and I think it's really good to go that way. I think I like the Twain quote, of course. Let me just say this. So if we think about restraint and having a cool spirit and being silent, while we're talking about having robust discussion, it could seem a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to just let it all hang out? Could these be the ground rules for public discourse? For example, restraint for a believer, which would be the appropriate filter. So it's not like you're not speaking, but you're giving an appropriate filter to your words, thinking it through inside your heart. And then the cool spirit of not being angry,
mm-hmm.
right? Not being perturbable. And then silent is the saying nothing. And one thing I've been trying to learn as I've been preaching for many years now is that the silence in a sermon is very beneficial. And what I've noticed more as I've built in more appropriate pauses in my preaching, that's when I notice people in the congregation nodding to a point I just said. It lets it sink in.
Hmm.
And then when I don't rush off to another word, they can actually think about what I just said. So I think, you know, we want to speak well. And I'm thinking about Ephesians 4:29. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for the need of the moment, that it would give, good for edification according to the need of the moment, that it would give grace to those who hear. So is it good for building up? Is it according to the need right now? And does it give grace to those who hear? That's another kind of filter we can put our words through in robust discussions.
Mm-hmm. That's helpful. Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, Mike, I was thinking just as you were talking of even these next verses in Proverbs. So starting at chapter 18, I'm going to read the first two because I think these also can speak into this. Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. And then the next is a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. So those feel like the first, you know, to isolate yourself, like that could be a, you know, maybe for the person who's almost would take this idea of, oh, I'm not a fool. I always stay quiet. Okay, well, are you isolating yourself? Are you just holding, you know, ideas that actually should be sharpened by conversation? That could be something to just think about. Mm-hmm. And the other one, you know, fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. That just makes me think how easy it is to be in a conversation like this, Mike, but we're just trading our own opinions, you know, back and forth. So I feel like asking questions, trying to understand where the other side is coming from, that's so important. And it almost feels sometimes like it's a lost art when you see the discourse, you know, in public now. Maybe it's not a lost art, but I'm just thinking of Jesus, you know, being in the temple with the leaders and he's asking questions, you know, and he's not as a 12-year-old spouting off. He's asking questions. So just an example there for younger people, especially to have a humility, I think, and wanting to have conversations. So Mike, anything from you before we close? This is going to be a shorter podcast today, I think, but what would you want to land with?
Well, first of all, I love what you just said. And I would just say that Connor, you are a guy who shows an example of what we're talking about. You put appropriate filters on your words. I don't think I've ever seen you in a public setting where we're having robust discussion, where I would say later, hey, Connor, I would take you aside. Connor, you were just way overboard right there. You restrain your words. And so I think you are, I would say, a living example of what we're talking about today in the best possible way. I would say one last thing as we're going down into these verses, drop down to Proverbs 18:6. A fool's lips walk into a fight and his mouth invites a beating.
That's right? A great proverb. Wow. Yeah.
A fool's mouth is his ruin.
Huh.
So I feel like what we're getting at here is the idea of restraining of the words, like a good filter, appropriate filter, cool spirit, not getting angry, silence at times, saying nothing, but speaking well, good for edification according to the need of the moment, give grace to those who hear. And those two verses, the first two verses of Proverbs 18, like, you know, just not taking pleasure in understanding. We should be taking pleasure in understanding one another and asking those good questions, and then not being the person who only gives their own opinion. So let's close there. I think we should follow this up maybe next time with some more goodness. And listeners, thank you for joining us today for Loving Truth. We'll see you next time on the podcast.